Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. Here we are in November of 2012. People are starting to get excited about the holiday season. Businesses are just buzzing with excitement. Some home-based businesses are absolutely exploding, while other businesses are absolutely stalling out. Why is that? Why is it that some businesses grow every day of the year and other businesses slow down, pause, even fail any time of the year? Well, I want you to think about your business, your life, and how you carry yourself. I want you to think about your philosophy in your business. How does your philosophy on how you see things and how you act on things weave into your overall success? Your character, your business, your relationships. You know, I see quite often and hear very often that people make the mistake and they think that just because they're busy and productive, allegedly, that they're going to create success. Well, what I want you to understand is that being productive and being busy aren't necessarily the same thing. Doing things in a big way that won't create your success is much different than doing the right things. You know, the philosophy that says, I need to focus on activities that take me closer towards my goal, those things are going to take you towards success. But often, often is the case, you know people like this, maybe you have them on your team, maybe this has even been you from time to time. You know, you see people doing the wrong things in a big way, and then they do more of them, and then they do more of them, and yet they just seem to fail faster. But they say, I'm working hard. You know, I'm on Facebook all the time. I'm making new relationships. You know, the reality of it is, nobody really sets out to fail. You know, we think we're headed down the right path. We think we're doing the right activities. But unless we really look at what's going on and we reflect what's going on, we should reflect on our results and we should reflect on our activities and then ask ourselves the basic question, are these things taking us closer or further away from our goals, our desired outcome? You know, the fact is everybody's busy. Everybody does actions. But what if they just focused on doing the right actions as opposed to just staying busy? I mean, have you ever had a day where you felt like you were just busting your butt, working, and you just got nothing done? I know I have. The question you need to ask yourself is what you do, is what you have been doing, is that taking you closer or further away from the person you want to become or the result that you want to create? And, you know, it can begin with asking yourself basic questions. And this is really about your philosophy. You know, did you eat well today or did you make some bad choices? Who did you associate with today? Did they empower you or did they kind of bring you down or did you get negative with them? Did you listen to a good audio today or did you watch the news? That is pretty much negative. Always, it seems. Did you contribute to somebody else's success? These are pretty simple questions, but they're powerful questions. And that's really what I want you to do, is I want you to think about your success, and I want you to reflect on that. What do you do every day that takes you towards your goals? Do you have written goals? Specific, quantifiable, written goals? And this is true whether you're talking about fat loss, whether you're talking about prospecting or building your business. You know, here's a good exercise I want you to consider doing. Instead of writing down what you're going to do, write down at the end of the day what you did. What actions did you take today that will take you closer towards your goals? You see, that's really where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? It's about doing specific activities that take you closer towards your goals. Now, being on Facebook and building relationships is good, but at some point you have to make that bridge to your product or your business, because you get paid for two things, and you know this. You get paid for the products that you move or services that you move and building your team. So I want you to think about the actions that you take every day that help you become successful. You know, one of the basic things that's very easy to do, but it's really easy not to do, is read 10 pages of a good book. You know, it's easy to eat healthy food. It's easy to exercise for just 20 minutes a day, just a brisk walk. Not hard to do. It's easy to associate with positive people. It's easy, really, I think, to make two new contacts a day to talk about your business and your products. But all of those things are easy not to do. So I want you to think about how often you do those things. I want you to make a checklist of things that will take you closer towards your goals. I want you to, at the end of every day, before you put your head on the pillow, maybe you go into your office, wherever that is, for your home-based business, and I want you to write down what you did action-wise that's going to take you closer towards your goals. And then at the end of the week, I want you to go over those lists, and I want you to take an inventory on what you did. And I promise you this, you will create a new awareness about what you did, and probably more important, what you didn't do. And you know, that's okay. That's what we call the fabric of life. You know, success is all about the process. It's about the journey. And we're all going to make some mistakes, but you know, we all should be getting better and improving and getting closer to our goals every single day, right? That's the ultimate goal. You know, one of the things that I will tell you that most people realize when they do this exercise is how inefficient that they are. Myself included. You know, sometimes, you know, you say, God, I spent so much time. Where did the time go? But, you know, we don't use our time wisely. Number one, we don't really plan our time very wisely, which is the precursor to everything that we're talking about. You know, there's a phenomenal business philosophy, and it says, don't start tomorrow until you've planned it today. Don't start tomorrow until you've planned it today. It ties beautifully into reflect at the end of today the actions that you took that will take you closer towards your goals. Is this making sense? You know, it's... It's really simple, isn't it? But you know, the reality of it is that most people don't do these things. And what I want for you, my friend, is I want you to get more efficient. And you know what? I don't want you to wait to January 1st to make a New Year's resolution. You know, we're in the middle of the holiday season. There's so much to be grateful for. You've got so many blessings in your life. In fact, here's a great tip I just got from The Happiness Advantage. It's a phenomenal book. Happiness Advantage. Get it. And one of the suggestions I got from that book is every day, write down three things that you're grateful for. Easy to do. Easy to do. But what we're talking about here is we're talking about being more positive, being more empowered. And that's what the Home Business Radio Network is all about. It's about helping you to create little shifts in your philosophy, in your thinking, in your actions, so that you can create the lifestyle that most people dream about. Simply by listening to this program and other shows on the Home Business Radio Network, you are creating a slight edge for success for yourself. You may not realize it, but you really are. So I want to applaud you for that. Some people like to keep a journal for their goals and their reflection. That's really good. And again, when you write down on paper what you actually accomplished and you see where the holes are, when I coach people, you know, I have something called an action tracker. It's, you know, they send it to me once a week and I see the number of prospects they called, new contacts they called during the day, number of presentations they did, number of three-way calls they did. And then I look at the results, you know, the number of products they sold or the number of enrollments that they had. In literally 15 seconds, I can tell exactly where the holes are in your business. You know, basically we get paid for a retailing product and recruiting basically, right? So how does all that happen? Well, track the number of people you talk to every day, the prospects, new contacts. Track the number of follow-ups. Track the number of three-way calls. Track the number of presentations, whether it be on a website or a one-on-one. You see, it's very easy when you have actions and you track them. No BS, just here's what I did. You don't need a story about this happened or that happened. When you track those actions, you can really, really tell what's working and what's not working, where the holes are for you and your team. If you want to see this, and if you've never seen an action tracker, you can email me. My email address is terry@terry, that's T-E-R-R-Y, at terrypetrovic, that's P-E-T-R-O, V as in Victor, I-C-K, .com, terry@terrypetrovic.com. And shoot me an email and I'll shoot you an action tracker. It'll be like an Excel spreadsheet that I've used for years and years and years. To track myself and my team, because make no mistake about it, when you reflect on your activities and you focus in and are consistent over a long period of time on activities that take you closer towards your goal, you will indeed become more successful. That's the way this business works. And what happens again is most people don't really take the time to do that. They're too busy being busy, and they're not really busy being effective or smart. You've heard the expression, it's better to work smart than hard. Well, sometimes I like to work hard and smart. You know, I get more done. It's massive action creates massive results. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about it, not only about your business, but I want you to think about your physical body. I want you to think about the relationships that you have. Sometimes you need to slow down to go fast. You've heard the expression before, you know, about the story about the tortoise and the hare. Well, you know, the tortoise won the race because he was steady. He was consistent in his activities. And that's what I want for you. And sometimes it's smart to have an accountability partner. It could be a coach, could be your upline. It could be a cross line. It could be a downline. It could just be a friend who's not even in your business that you kind of hold each other accountable for what you say you're going to do. The simple things that you do every day that take you closer towards your goal. My name is Terry Petrovic. I hope this has been insightful for you. I hope we create a little shift for you today. Because that's my intention, to help you create a little shift. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook. Go to my fan page, which is facebook.com/fanofTerryPetrovic. And again, that's T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K. I'm here for you. If you have any questions, if you want us to talk about an area of your business that you're struggling with, again, shoot me an email, terry@terrypetrovic.com, and I'll be more than happy to address that for you. Remember this, my friend, you have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, because you absolutely deserve it. Until next time.